You know, these, you know, when people, I don't want to get too detailed about whatever, but when somebody comes out, that's why yesterday I went on about George Bush. I just went nuts about him. Because they, lying to them is fine. They're doing it to implement a greater good. They think this is going to be a better world. This is going to be better. Mankind can't handle this gift. It's the Greek mythology about, Ares. Ares is upset with God for giving fire to man. And so he's going to prove how destructive that he gave this fire to man. And he's going to cause war and destruction to show the world, to show God. God made a mistake by giving fire to man figuratively, by giving divinity to mankind, by giving the DNA that they want to change, by giving that, implanting in that DNA divinity, that you're endowed by your creator with unalienable rights. The glory, the power of the universe is in each one of you. The Luciferian agenda is to disprove that that was a mistake. And they're going to do it by war, by chaos, by death, destruction. See? Look at all this choice has done. So you get rid of the choice. You give me your choice. I'll make you happy. What does the Declaration of Independence say? You have an unalienable right to pursue happiness because you are individual and happiness cannot be defined for you. Even God gives you leeway and gives you options and you're free and you're liberty to choose and choose his path. Even if you become one with God, that doesn't mean God says you have to have a certain painting in your house or a certain wear a certain shirt or wear a certain, I mean, these
get
things,
up a certain time.
Get up a certain time. These things are your choice, your individuality, because you are different. You are, I mean, this is the core. I mean, every one of these preachers, if they have any spiritual understanding at all, this is what they should be talking about. My God, this is the battle.
Yeah, but they ain't.
This is the war. And it's manifesting politically. You think, why, you know, I've had emails. Well, you talk about politics too much. I don't care about politics.
Oh.
Well, you may not care about politics. Yeah. Politics cares about you.
Cares about you. I don't care where you go.
Politics cares about you.
They'll find you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You think you can go out in the woods and just live your life? Oh, no.
It may work for a while.
Yes.
You have to stand.
Yes.
The power and dominion you have been mandated with a dominion, and the mandate with the responsibility with that mandate is to take your dominion and lay hold and lay stakes for God Almighty. And what does that mean? And people think, oh, the religion and this, that. Okay, you want to get a real esoteric? It means that you make an extension, that you make a stake in the ground for liberty. That's what it means. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Now maybe, you know, I've said this only about 100 times, and I'm not trying to sound condescending. I've went through a lot to be able to understand this. I'm lucky because I have the relatives that I have. I've went through a lot to understand this. I've been blessed in certain ways to know this. I just have. I know this. That's what I know. You want to know what I know in this world? That whatever I just told you, that's what I know. This is what I can give you that almost no radio host or anybody out on the air can give you. This is what I can do for you. Sure. Have you ever heard anybody explain this as well as we have explained this?
Nope.
And I know because people call me and they say, Daniel, I know you've, and I've talked to her off air. Daniel, you've only had to tell me this 40 times and it's finally starting to click in.
Yes.
And that's why I say it over and over to understand. There is nothing else. There is nothing else but liberty. Liberty or tyranny?
Yes.
The Declaration of Independence or the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There is nothing else. There's nothing else worth fighting for. There's nothing else worth dying for. There's nothing else worth living for. That is it. And you say, well, what about the Bible? That is the Bible. This is the point I'm trying to get to you. That is the whole covenant with mankind. There is nothing else. Liberty. We got a couple callers, and I think we're going to try to get a guest a half hour. Go ahead.
And this fits in right where what we're talking about. Political director of ABC News talks about cleansing America of Trump supporters. So they're already talking about going after us. Over the last 4 years, people of the libertarian media have been called for Trump an author. They're coming after us.
There will be no unity, ladies and gentlemen, unless you relent. It's just like Lucifer. There is no unity coexistence. You see these bumper stickers coexist. That's a lie. That's a rouge. Well, let's coexist until they have power. Then it's like, you're gone. We're getting rid of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
There will be no coexistence if they have their way.
Yeah.
This is the way it's always been. And so there's where we are. Jonathan, last thoughts. It's been great to have you on. You've been an absolute fabulous caller. You're live again. Last thoughts are yours, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. And it's good that you talked about what you just talked about, because it ties into my last message. That has to do with, like, what I think this whole operation has been as far as COVID. To me, it's always been a military social experiment. It has nothing to do with an actual pandemic. Otherwise, if I was the president or, the leader, I would have closed down airports. There would have been no trips to Home Depot willy-nilly. There would have been nothing, right? You would have been stuck in your home until a true quarantine took place. That said, the whole thing with the biometrics that they have out there, right, to monitor us all and to track us, they had to make people wear masks. They had to keep us 6 feet apart in order to do what? What's the most recognizable part of the human body for biometrics? Are you familiar? The one that's most identifiable to? Nope, the ears.
Oh, wow.
Our ears are the biggest signature, better than a fingerprint, eyes, or face structure, or anything, the ears. So by putting the masks on and everything, those biometric machines, all the cameras on that can focus just on the ears. Now, here's the other part of it. I have to say this to all the patriots, fundamentalists, Christians, everybody, okay? Any of us who have been defiant and wearing no masks, myself included, all right, where most opportunities present itself, we've been actually doing a disjustice to ourselves, in that they're able to better track our entire person, our faith and everything. Now, I know we were being defiant. We were standing by our morals and our values and so on and so forth, and our rights, right? Our freedom, I should say. I'm sorry. Freedoms. The problem is that we stood out and we made ourselves known. If they needed to take a poll, let's say, of the largest amount of patriots, constitutionalists, and Christians in this country, they've been able to do so in the past 4 years under Trump, in the sense that we've never come out in mass like this, right? We've always been the same way. We've gone through the internet. We've listened to your show. We've kind of been separated from one another, but we never had this group, right, push into standing up and saying, we're one. We're patriots. And what fear I have at this point, and I hate to use the word fear, it's not really fear, it's concern, is that they now have their red list that they always used to talk about. There'll be a red list and a blue list of who they're going to round up. And at this point, we've exposed ourselves. And all I'm saying is, wear a hat, okay? Wear some fake prosthetic ears you can get after Halloween for like a buck. Those rubber ears, change your ear type. Attach them, sew them onto a hat or tape them in, and then go out. Or if you wear a mask, do what I do. I put slits where, how there was those standard paper masks that everybody wears? The cheap ones you can get for 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
I put slits where the nose are and the mouth are, because people don't even look so closely to see if they're open or slit or if they're, torn in any way. They just see a mask and they think, okay, you're good. You can come in. You see what I'm saying?
Great.
You want to be able to breathe. You don't want to breathe in that bacteria.